Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Chavov is the conclusion of the sugyas of what candles one can use for Ner Rosh Shabbos and what candles one cannot, and particularly the question of what is the status of wax candles for the night of Shabbos. Some might have noticed that there are some today who particularly use olive oil. Is there any reason not to use wax candles for the Shabbos candles? Firstly, let's begin with the halacha. The most stringent opinion of our Gemara in all of Perek Bamo Madlikin appears about 20 lines from the bottom, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin says, "E Madlikin Ela B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad." Rabbi Tarfin says that one cannot use olive oil, anything except for olive oil. However, of course, we know that the Mishnah of Perek Bamo Madlikin does not start off that way. The Perek lists off quite a few, but a limited amount of materials that are possible, and does not relegate the mitzvah of Ner Rosh Shabbos as specifically being related to olive oil. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin not like Rabbi Tarfin, but like the opening lines of Perek Bamo Madlikin. In Reish Samach Dalet Gimel, the Mechara paskins, Ein Madlikin Ner L'Shabbos, Elo Mishemen Hanim Shachach Rabsila, Ulefichach Ein Madlikin Bezefes, Veloy V'Shava. And here the Mechaber repeats many of the things in the Mishnah on Chof Amid Beis. The status of wax candles begins in the Gemara on the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, but also relates to how you read Pshat in our Gemara on Chavav Amid Aleph. There is actually a big machlokas Rishonim whether wax candles would be acceptable for Ner Shabbos. Rashi understands, and we follow the opinion of Rashi, Me'ikor Dedina, on the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, even though the Mishnah that we read in Bamei Madlikin and the Halacha that we quoted in Shulchan Aruch both say that wax is not acceptable. However, according to Rashi, the Gemara expressly states that it depends if the wax is being used in its liquid form or it's being used as a candle. The Gemara, look back on Chof Amid Beis, says, Mau desema libsilos nami lochazia. I would have thought that shava is not acceptable, shava, of course, being wax, to be used with wicks. Kamash malon, the chidush is that it's acceptable to be used with a wick. Rashi in Dibur HaMaskil Shava describes the following. Lefisha regilin lasos kimim psila aruka. We would take a long wick and put it through. Vapsila socha. And that's how a modern candle works. Kimo shanu osin, like we do. And therefore, the Gemara is only prohibiting the use of wax when the wax is not have a thread that is thread throughout the wax, but rather the thread is sitting, or more precisely, the wick is sitting on top of the wax. So then, in such a case, it's not easy for the wick to draw from its fuel source. Similarly, if the wax would be melted wax, and the wick wouldn't be sitting through all of the melted area, so then as well, that is what the Mishnah is prohibiting when the Mishnah says the use of shava. From Rashi, the Gemara expressly, on the bottom of Chof Amid Beis, tells us we would have a hava mina, that a wax candle would be posel, kamash malon, that the Gemara is mechadish, that is acceptable. It should be noted in Simen Reish Samach Dalet, even though it does not make its way into the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef quotes that the earlier Rishonim quoted the Chachmei Narvona, who disagreed with Rashi. They said that the Gemara was telling us that what's acceptable is a candle of wax which was put into oil. So there, the wax candle itself is not what's providing the only fuel, but you also have fuel being provided by the oil as well. In fact, the Chachmei Navarna therefore hold that a regular wax candle would be possible. In Shulchan Aruch, this position is not quoted. However, the Sefer Mishkanos Yaakov, one of the early Talmidim of Elazan, the brother of the Keren Ora, a big Lamdan and one of the big Poskim in Lithuania in the beginning of the 19th century, questioned the validity of Rashi's position based on today's daf. The Gemara Chavav and Aleph described that Rabbi Tarfon only permitted oil, to which Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri stood up, Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Biraglov. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, and what are the Babylonians going to do? Because all the Babylonians have, when it comes to a fuel, is sesame seed oil. And what are the people from Madai? That all they have is walnuts. Now, if we say, says the Mishkanos Yaakov, that wax could be used and wrapped around the candle, everybody, he claims, had wax. Everybody had animal fat that could be wrapped around the candle as a candle form. It must be that Rashi is wrong, that a simple candle form is not going to be acceptable. Rather, like the Chachmei Nervona had said, the candle, the Gemara Chafam Abayz, would be acceptable only if it would be placed in Shemen. To which Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, but when it comes to Bavel, they don't have that Shemen. The Mishkanos Yaakov answers the question. He says, our Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is not a proof. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri is only responding to Rabbi Tarfon. He's saying Rabbi Tarfon is wrong. It can't be that the Jews in Bavel didn't have the mitzvah. And therefore, he says, according to Rabbi Tarfon, who says that only olive oil is going to be acceptable, that would be a problem. And the Mishkanos Yaakov says, we must say that even Rashi would agree that according to Rabbi Tarfon, a wax candle would not be acceptable. What first then emerges from our halacha shir is there most definitely are opinions that hold that a wax candle is not acceptable. Either Rabbi Tarfon holds that way only, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, and this will be the position of Rashi as the Mishkanos Yaakov bears out, or as the Chachmei Nervona claim, the Gemara said that Shava was not acceptable. Shava with a psila was acceptable. Rashi understood that for a wax candle. The Chachmei Nervona say it only refers to a candle in oil. The Mishkanos Yaakov actually therefore concludes with a tzarech iyun. He says the Rif in a tshuva expressly stated that a ner shel shava should not be used. And the Mishkanos Yaakov then in that same tshuva that we just quoted, which can be found in the end of Orech Chaim, in his Ha'aros on the Tur Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Dalet, concludes that since the Torah expressly said it was not acceptable, maybe it would be better for people to use olive oil. It could be for these above arguments. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common to see people to be being careful lighting specifically in olive oil. I did not see this hakpada from my parents. In Europe, I think they did light with wax. However, it should be noted that Rav Nevin Sal says that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was careful to light specifically with olive oil. And I saw quoted in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman another question in regards to the wax. Even according to Rashi, we had pointed out that Shava would not be acceptable if it's in a Shemen type of form. It's only acceptable when it is wrapped around the wick. Rav Shlomo Zalman asked that if you look at many yahrzeit candles, for example, you'll see a thick layer of liquid on the top of the candle. If that's so then it's no longer the wax candle that Rashi had permitted, one could argue. However, it is exactly the case of Shava of our Mishnah, which used as an oil type of source, where it is not wrapped around the actual candle, would not be acceptable. Maybe we can answer our great Rebbe's question by pointing out that the difference between the Shava in the Gemara and the Shava that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is describing in the yahrzeit candle is that in the case of the Mishnah, the Shava was, think of a oil pan with an area for a wick to go out and the wick was lit, and the fuel was drawn by the wick from the oil. In a pan, in an oil pan, whether it is oil or whether it was wax that was used, the wick doesn't reach parallel to every part of the fuel source. Rather, it draws from the fuel source. In contrast to a wax candle, the wax is wrapped around every inch of the wick, and the wick is parallel to every inch of the wax. In contrast to the case of a dish that is used as an oil lamp, there the wick is not parallel to all of the oil, or in the case that we've been discussing, all of the wax. Hence, it's true that even when it comes to yahrzeit candle, there are times that the entire top area, first 2 or 3 centimeters, are entirely liquid. Nevertheless, there's never a gap between the wick and the wax. In contrast to the chashash of Chazal, is when there was a gap between the wick and the wax, where the wick had to draw from the wax, and there wax is not as easily drawn as oil. Either way, at the end of the day, there are some who machmer to have oil, not because we paskin like Rabbi Tarfon, but rather because of the concern of the Chachmei Nervona, possibly the concern of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as the concern of the Mishkanis Yaakov. But it should be emphasized that what I saw from my grandparents from Europe is that wax candles were used. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha section of Daf Chav Vav.